I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark, the 2011 Best of Year Ender. I have all kinds of music, and you know what? I'm really kind of glad that I actually waited a while to do this because my wife got me this awesome microphone setup. I've got an actual mic stand and a real mic, not like a crappy little USB thing, like a pop shield, so you don't have to listen to me, like, bang B's and S's and K's, like, to the edge of the limits. So, this show should, at the very least, sound like it was recorded professionally, if not done by a professional, if that makes any sense. Anyhow, we're basically going to count down 21 of the releases we thought were kind of worthwhile in no particular order, and we're going to end it with a look at some of the reissues that came out this year as well. So it's longer than a usual show, which means you'll hear me talk, but you'll also hear more music, some tracks that you have heard, some tracks that you haven't heard. I think this is a fine and dandy sort of program. We're going to get it started with what I think is it's my favorite song of the year. It came out on a single on Don Giovanni in advance of the inevitable full-length album. And I think Big Eyes has put out like just one of the catchiest records. I really hope they blow up big. I hope people get into them. But this is from their debut full-length entitled Hard Life, and this song is called Why Can't I?
inches. I'm not trying to be contentious. One day I will come to my senses. Wasting time. Why don't mind the conversation? I get bored so I don't listen. Please forgive me, cause I'm just
listening to Ride the Lightning. I don't care, so don't remind me. I'm just waiting for inspiration to strike me.
From their single on Animal Style, well, EP really, entitled Hope is for People, that was Mixtapes with the new Ride the Lightning. They're super poppy at times, and I really cannot stand their propensity for acoustic jams. I don't know why they feel the need to do so many of them. I love the fact that Mixtapes put out so many releases this year, and it was really hard to pick a track that I liked the most. But, yeah, I would like to see them actually just put out something, fewer singles, maybe not adding as many acoustic songs, just full electric all the time, because I think that's what they do best. I appreciate the acoustic stuff, but short little rockers like the new Ride the Lightning are where I think the foursome shines. And, God, I hope they blow up big. I really do. Like, I mean, I'm saying this about all these bands, but I mean, I think these are all acts quite worthy of further attention than just playing little clubs to 10 or 15 people. Before that, Laura Stevenson and the Cans with The Healthy One. That is from Sit Resist. Oh, God. How awesome is that song? How awesome is that album? Just go out and buy it. It is also on Don Giovanni Records, as is Big Eye's Why Can't I from Hard Life, which we started everything out with. Jesus Christ, Laura and the Cans, that song and that video, and it's just, it makes me want to play it for everybody, and it makes me kind of want to dance around the basement, and I probably did a little bit while I've been recording this, but yeah, go out and pick it up. Okay, it's going to get a lot louder, and I probably should have shut off my iPod so I don't get things like that, but I apologize. Anyhow, this band is my favorite discovery of the last few years, and I'm very glad that they've finally put out a full length. I think I saw them for the first time in 2009, and they finally put out their full length this summer. It is a self-titled on William Street Records, the label ran by Adult Swim. Cerebral Ballsy is the name of the band. Cerebral Ballsy is the name of the album, and this is the first track. It is called On the Run.
They want to restrain me. They want to punish and torture me. They want to cleanse me of my so-called beliefs. I'm just a young kid for what I want. I don't want to be like them. I refuse to be like them. I find myself constantly confronted with their failures. Catch me if you can. On the run, on the run. Catch me if you can. Don't think you're standing chance. On the run, I'll be gone when I'm done. On the run, getting caught, not an option. Thinking fast, moving faster, making sure I avoid capture. Don't wanna deal with the consequences.
From their LP on Sorry State Records, that was Dark Ages with No Rules, Rules. Once upon a time, I really didn't get Dark Ages, and over the past couple of years, I've come around and done a complete 180 to the point where I've actually talked with Jordan and Justin from the band several times this year and sort of patched things up based on some earlier reviews, and they've gotten a lot of coverage in the pitch this year, probably thanks to that. And oh god, such a good LP. Like, I mean, honestly, if it looks like a Husker Du record, it sounds like the cleanest production I've ever heard on a hardcore record. I mean, it sounds so good. It doesn't, like, I don't understand why bands have to record stuff shitty. Like, the reason they recorded shitty back in the 80s was because they had no choice. If they could have afforded a good place to record, they would have used it. And that's what Dark Ages did. And it sounds, it's that much more impactful for it. Before that, what might be considered a joke band, I guess, Crisis of Conformity and their song Fist Fight, that's a single on Secretly Canadian. And now, basically, that whole thing came out of a sketch when Ashton Kutcher hosted Saturday Night Live, and that's Fred Armisen singing. I have no idea who's actually in the band. I imagine it's probably some people you know. But definitely a fun little thing. And we started everything off with Cerebral Palsy, probably the most offensive band name on the face of the planet, doing On the Run, the opening track to their debut full-length on William Street Records. Okay, I'm so happy that the Replay Lounge, the bar here in Lawrence, Kansas, if you like music and stuff, I am so happy that they formed a record label and they put out stuff, and I've gotten to talk to everybody involved, and it's pretty awesome. And the first comp, the first thing they put out is an LP comp entitled Cheap Beer, and it features all bands that have played the Replay or the Jackpot Saloon at some point or another. And this is one of them, and they are fantastic, and you should know them. They're from Kansas City. Their name is Der Todesking, and this track is called Homo Erectus.
Realize, realize, realize.
From their self-titled debut LP on Sorry State Records, that was Shards with Suicide. Oh, Sorry State put out so much good stuff this year, as did Grave Mistake. It's fantastic shit, and you should get all of it, really. I mean, I can't recommend it enough. Shards, definitely good. It was really hard. Like, I didn't want to focus too much on those two labels, despite the fact that I've listened to a lot of what's come out on both of them and enjoyed the shit out of it. But I didn't want to focus too much. But yeah, definitely, you got that. There'll be some more starting off the next set. So, and actually quite a lot going through, and I apologize. Before that, from their debut LP on, a lot of debut LPs, on Tor Johnson Records, that was Weak Teeth from the album What a Plague You Are, with Repetition Implies Importance, Implies Importance. We really liked their debut single that came out late last year, and oh shit, that LP just demonstrates the appeal. I mean, they're like one of those just crushing, like, metal hardcore acts that just manages to really, really bring it. And we started everything off with Derrito Desking from the Replay Records compilation Cheap Beer with their song Homo Erectus. That's also on a cassette. You can find them on Facebook. I put some stuff up on the Pitches Wayward blog, some of the new stuff from that recently released cassette. You can find it on SoundCloud just by searching for Dare Todesking. Oh man, I just don't know where to go in terms of just releases. Like, so much amazing stuff. Like, okay, case in point, from on Sorry State, they put out the Double Negative's first two releases in their Hardcore Confusion single series. I don't know, they're going to put out four of them. I don't know if that counts as a series or if it's just a set, but, oh man, so good. From one of those, I can't remember which, this is I believe it is, Hardcore Confusion Volume 1. This is Double Negative with Face Jam. Yeah. from the Midnight Movies EP on Grave Mistake Records. That was Nightbirds with Midnight Movies. Now, here's the thing. I had a very difficult time picking a Nightbirds track because that single came out in February, and then Other Side of Darkness came out towards the end of the summer, which is their full length. And they're both fantastic, but you know what? I like Midnight Movies as a track so much better. It's Killer Waves is like one of those singles. You put it out, and it's going to be hard to top that ever again. Midnight Movies came close, and Other Side of Darkness works wonderfully as an album. But just in terms of sheer, just like badass songs, and you know, let's be fair. Anything that starts name-dropping all kinds of horror movies the way they do in that track, you got me. Before that, from their first single for Deathwish Records, that was Punch with How Nothing Lasts from the Nothing Lasts EP. Now, I guess they've got another full-length coming out in 2012, and oh, that makes me so happy. And I'm hoping that it will come with an actual, like, full tour that will bring them somewhere near Kansas City or Lawrence so they might actually get to see them play for once, as opposed to, I worry that they're going to be another one of those, bands that I get into and hear and love, and then they break up before I ever get to see them, like The Measure or The Ergs at all. And like I said, we started everything off with Double Negative from their Hardcore Confusion Volume 1 7-inch with Face Jam. That is on Sorry State Records, and I promise that is the last Sorry State thing that I play. However, it's not the last thing from Grave Mistake that I'm going to play. This is from Brain F's So Dem single. It is they also, much like Nightbirds, put out like an excellent single and then an even more excellent album later on. But this is from that single, much like Midnight Movies was, the title track. Brain F doing So Dem from the So Dem single on Grave Mistake Records. We'll be right back. From the Prostitution Summer single on Grave Mistake Records, that was The Shirks with Prostitution Summer. A lot of good tracks on that 7-inch. There's only three, and I think they're all fantastic. The first one, Cry, 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 once again demonstrates that if you have the balls to write a song with the same title as a Johnny Cash tune, you better be able to pull it off, and they certainly did. Before that, Sharks, with Hip Hop Array from their single on Oops Baby Records. That was my introduction to that label, and holy shit. There are so many good records this year, and I keep saying that, but honestly, I would have to say that in terms of sheer repeat play value here at the Nut House, Hip Hop Array probably wins single of the year. I'm pretty certain that I played that on average of once a day since it came out, which is a lot. And I highly recommend you purchase it so that you can do the same. It stellar single. And we started it off with Brain F doing the title track to their So Dim single. Their full length is getting a lot of press, and it's making a lot of best of releases this year. But I thought I'd throw a bone to that first single they put out earlier this year. I mean, they put out other singles, but I mean the first single they put out this year. Anyhow, this next band, Bobby Hussey, runs a label called Kind Turkey Records, and they put out all sorts of fantastic, excellent things. The Hussey two-piece sort of psychedelic garage duo proved that you can go so much further than just sort of like a two-person White Stripes or Black Keys sort of thing, and just fuck shit up with their debut LP, Cement Tomb Mind Control. It was terribly difficult to pick a track, so I just kind of randomly went with this one from their debut LP, Cement Tomb Mind Control. This is the Hussey with Have a Say.
Haven't you seen a lady undress before?
Sexy Lexi Secretary, no, not quite, she's the boss of me. Oh,
so.
From their debut single on In the Red Records, that was Lawrence's own Mouth Breathers with The Creeper. Beside that is Anxiety. Oh, they've got their recording stuff, and they've got a full-length due out next year. They also have a track on that Cheap Beer collection, and I imagine, being as how all of those, the members of that band all have other bands, it's going to It's going to be a prolific year for garage rock in Lawrence, Kansas. I can say that right now. Before that, from the Lady Sonia single on Oops Baby Records, that was Stalkers with Lady Sonia. Ooh, catchy. I love that number. Makes me kind of want to dance. I apologize for how disgusting that sounded, but for whatever reason, my head decided to clog up between the last track and this back announce, so apologies. And I started everything off with the Hussy doing Have a Say from their Cement Tomb Mind Control LP. I wish I had... There are quite a few albums that get put out, like, right at the end of the year, and, like, a lot of bands for sort of, like, Christmassy type stuff have been releasing, like, downloadable EPs and stuff like that. And, man, like, there are a couple things that really would have made this list if they had come out with a little bit more time, or if I had gotten them sooner, you know. There is an excellent, excellent single sitting on my turntable right now from a group called Taco Cat, which is a terrible name, but their single is so good. It is clean, summery, catchy garage pop, and if I had heard it probably a little bit sooner, it would have made it, you know, with enough time to analyze it and all of that, it definitely would have made this year's list. But let's hope they put out something else next year so we have a reason to include them. Okay, we've got one more set of new music, and then we'll get to the reissues. So we're going to start it off with what is probably definitely, like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's probably a three-way tie between Hip Hop Hooray, Why Can't I, and this song, actually, for just, like, what my... in my heart of hearts is the song that I think everybody in the United States or the world really should have been listening to this year. Why Can't I is sort of the plaintive one. Hip Hop Hooray is sort of the arty one. And this is the sheer, infectious, poppy fuck. If you've seen the video, you know what I mean. It is from their album. Whose name I forget. This is the Gateway District with Runaway. Just listen and you'll see what I mean.
Screaming, oh good God again. All the records we love have dirty covers, dusty cruises. when all the lights go bright till the room gets dark again. Cause we boot up our guard for a supersized and air shot movement. The infection.
So
from Half-Hearted Heroes album Running Water. That was Mirrors. I'm not much for the whole emo, hardcore, sort of poppy, especially the poppy end of that spectrum, but man, that song really got me, and that was a really good record. So, you know, good Half-Hearted Hero for making a convert out of me. Before that, from their album Vacation, that was Bomb the Music Industry with Vocal Coach. Interesting thing, like, he put that out as, like, an instrumental only, and then you could make up your own lyrics to it and then upload it to SoundCloud, and then there was some sort of contest. Not really the biggest news from Bomb the Music Industry this year. It was more following them over the last week or so. If you follow Jeff Rosenstock on Twitter, and I highly suggest you do, if nothing else, go to twitter.com/Jeff Rosenstock, all one word, and reread all of his tweets regarding what State Farm kind of did to his band. It's shitty and it's terrible, and it's a reason I'm glad that I use a different insurance provider, because I would be highly inclined to switch right now. And we started that set off with the Gateway District doing Runaway from Perfect's Gonna Fail. Oh, such a good song. So infectious, so poppy, and probably the summer jam of this year. And that's it for, like, the top 21 releases. Or at least, you know what, I'm not even saying those are the best albums this year. They're the best albums that I probably played on this podcast, and I'm sure there's a full dozen that I forgot. So I apologize. I really, really do. In the meantime, let's talk reissues. It's always awesome when bands put out old albums like that have been unavailable for a while. This first one, I don't know why it was reissued. It's been put out several times in different formats, but now you can have both, like, sort of the original recordings and the remastered versions from 2004. It coalesces Give Them Rope, and this track is entitled Every Reason To.
Yeah. watch Trans-Am as the window's down. But he's in a jam when the girl's around. He yells, hey, get out of my way. I haven't had any sex all day. Stops at the curb and he opens the hood. He's on the main track and he thinks that's good. He thinks that's good. He's on the main track and he thinks that's good. He's on the main track and he thinks that's good. Yeah. I'm going on a sex drive. I'm going on a sex drive. Sex drive. Sex drive. Jim took the bus, the engine is missing. He drives a little less, but Sarah's kissing. Jim gets his way and the bus makes a trip. He'll have a highway lay with none of her lip. None of her lip. A highway lay with none of her lip. Highway lay with none of her lip. I'm going on a sex drive. I'm going.
From one of the finest sounding reissue jobs I've ever heard, that was The Embarrassment with Sex Drive. Last Laugh Records put out a reissue of that song, backed with Patio Sweat, or however you want to look at it, just a month or so ago. And, oh god, they got it from the master tapes, and they cleaned it up, and it sounds so good. It's just like this... I need to figure out a better place to put my keyboard because I keep hitting it because it's where it's by my mic, and I apologize. But we're going through a training period. Apologize. As I get used to all this new equipment down here. So anyhow, yeah, just totally amazing, holy fuck sounding single. If it you can still get your hands on a copy. I heartily recommend grabbing it because I have a feeling once it sells out, it'll start going for not anywhere near the amount of money that the original does, but it's not going to be cheap. And before that, Ultimate Fakebook did All the New Poisons. That's from the remastered, reissued version of Electric Kissing Party's, their debut. That's on Rocket Hard Records. And somehow I totally fucking forgot to put that. The Pitch did a thing on the year in local vinyl, and I forgot that one, and I am so sorry. I feel so bad that it got overlooked. Part of the problem is the Kickstarter for it ended in 2010, and then it actually saw official release at the very, very beginning of 2011. And I think it just got lost in the shuffle. I think my brain was telling me that it came out at the very end of 2010 and thus was ineligible. And I guess it wasn't. So sorry. So very, very sorry. And, God, No Sleep Records put out a gorgeous, gorgeous double LP reissue of Coalesce's Give Them Rope. And just go grab it. It'll blow your goddamn mind. You've got the original recordings and the 2004 remaster remix, and it just kicks ass. And there it is, 24 tracks of this year in punk garage, whatever. I hope it was worth the wait. Hopefully we'll have puzzled out all of this new equipment, and we'll be back next week with something a little more streamlined. But definitely, a lot of new music has been acquired over the last few weeks, and we will bust it out and rock it for you here at Sunglasses After Dark. As always, you can find... I will return to blogging this week, I promise, about books and records and things of that nature at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where you can find this podcast each and every Thursday at 8 a.m., except for during the holidays when my day job pretty much takes my life and my soul. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Remember to tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels and zines and publishers and all of that stuff to send me stuff, and I will be more than happy to review it. And until next time, thank you for your patience, and thanks for listening.